Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. And in today's session, the Chovos HaLevavos has been trying to get us to understand what we want more in life, Olam Hazeh or Olam Haba. Rav Matisyahu Salomon, in his commentary, Matnas Chalko, goes on a slight diversion. He says, in order for us to be able to decide what we want more, we kind of need to consider what the other choice is. You know, the game Let's Make a Deal with Monty Hall was always a challenge because you didn't know what was on the other side of the door. Olam Haba is like that for many of us, unless, of course, we take the time out to have a sense of mindfulness to understand that we need to develop some sort of picture, since it's really sort of hard to figure out what exactly we're talking about. None of us have been to Olam Haba, and yet we're supposed to choose to invest in it. And so therefore, he highlights the fact that uniquely, as far as Olam Haba is concerned, it's very important, even before today's age of understanding that seeing is believing, to develop a picture. Olam Haba, he points out, really needs a picture. So therefore, the Gemara in Brachos identifies the picture. The Gemara in Parachos tells us that Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, Olam Hazeh is not like Olam Haba. Olam Haba doesn't have eating or drinking, it doesn't have the functions of pur ravu, doesn't involve business, no jealousy, no hatred. The tzaddikim sit and they wear their special head covered and they just have that hana, that benefit from just being in with the Shechina. Question has to be asked, what does that mean? We point this out on Seder night when we ask our Kadosh Baruch Hu to bring us to that great day. What is it that we're looking for? It's the day that the tzaddikim are there benefiting from the Shechina. So Rav Matisyahu says that's exactly what we have to be considering in our lives. We need to develop a picture and an understanding and a comparison to really understand what we're buying into. And so therefore, Olam Haba has to be understood as something that lasts forever. He says, take the concept of what Chazal tell us. That it's better to have one moment of relaxation, of calmness of the spirit in the next world, from all of Olam Hazeh. Rav Matisyahu quotes Rav Dessler, who says, take the nachas that you have in any given moment in life. Take that moment and compound it with all the enjoyment, the pleasure. You ate a good steak once, include that. Include the day that your kid came home and said, Mom or Dad, you're the greatest. Or the day that your greatest hero came along and said to you, you're not bad, or you're special, or you're unique. And put all those moments together, the excitement, the pleasure, the enjoyment that you have, compound it into a particular moment. And then go ahead and add in all the people that you know in life, and all of their compounded moments. And then add into it all the people in your city, and all their compounded moments. So we're really talking about a simple moment filled with the greatness of the entire city, of all the great times that you had when you said, ah, this is Me'ein Olam Haba. Still not done yet, says Rav Dessler. Add the whole world living at the same moment in time, Mikol Chaye Olam Hazeh, from everybody who's living at any moment in time. Even that's not Korach Surach Shel Kol Chaye Olam Hazeh. We have to look at all of the Nachas moments, all of the excitement moments, all of the Geshmak moments of every single human being who ever lived and ever will live, says Rav Dessler. One moment of relaxation in Olam Haba, one moment of a deep breath, outdoes all of it for everybody. That's a small piece of the schar, that of the reward that we get when we turn around and we get into Olam Haba. So now when you're taking that consideration, what do I want to invest in? Do I want to invest my primary adventure in Olam Hazeh or Olam Haba? Now I have a basis of comparison. Yafa Shah Achas. Think of that time you got into every school you wanted to. Think of the time when you graduated with that reward, with that recognition. When the boss came to you and said to you, this company would be lost without you. When you got that bonus or that benefit or that something or that touch of recognition. compound it and put all those moments in your life and the life of everyone who ever lived together, and realize when you get to your next choice, it's not a drop in the bucket of the reward on the other side. Consider that, and your decisions will be better. Have a great day.